too early to say how the new Congress will approach transportation, but I wouldn't say that it's the best environment that we've had in recent years, because obviously you have a new, mostly Republican class of incoming House members in particular, who were elected on platforms of cutting the deficit and reducing government spending. We like to point out that transportation investments and investments in infrastructure generally are what's necessary to build the economy and grease the wheels for economic interactions that create jobs. So we don't see infrastructure as spending, as something that just goes out the door and doesn't provide any benefit. In fact, it's a necessary investment for growth. So we're trying to make that case. And traditionally, infrastructure has not been a partisan issue. It has not belonged to Democrats or Republicans. In fact, the transportation bill, which gets passed every 5 or 6 years, is often criticized because it's a hugely popular congressional pork-filled bill in which there's equal opportunity among Republicans and Democrats to get their projects in. I think there's going to be an effort now to tamper down the earmarking in particular, but traditionally it's not as if transportation has belonged to Democrats or Republicans. It's been fully bipartisan. So among the transportation advocacy community, we are certainly trying to maintain that bipartisan agreement. How the new members just coming in this January take to that proposition remains to be seen.